Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now let's crowdsource a real-world tip sheet for how to keep your smartphone from getting stolen. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You know, there will definitely be a competition this holiday season between how many smartphones are given as gifts and how many are ripped out of your distracted little hands. So let's crowdsource a real-world tip sheet for how to keep your smartphone from getting stolen, especially on the streets and subways of New York. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You know, iPhones and other smartphones are a major target for thieves these days. Apparently last year, it was the number one type of property crime in the United States, and one in three thefts involved a phone. It's so common for iPhones and other Apple products to be stolen that police have taken to calling it Apple picking. So police and New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman have issued tips such as you should never use your smartphone on the subway. Ha, ha, ha. Take a look around any train car. And it becomes immediately obvious that pretty much everyone ignores that piece of advice, as plenty of people are busy playing Candy Crush and Words with Friends and doing whatever else you're doing. They also say you shouldn't lend your phone to a stranger. Don't walk and text. Don't leave your phone out on a table in public. And just keep your phone out of sight, tucked inside a bag or purse. I love these. Some of these are so obvious. I'm glad we're paying our government officials to come up with don't lend your phone to a stranger. Don't leave your phone out on a table in public. I didn't know that. But since these tips are so basic, they're fine as far as they go, but we think you can do better. So there you go. I mean, telling you not to use your smartphones on the subway is like telling a teenager to be less impulsive, right? So with a nod to the reality that you are going to use your smartphone on the subway, at least sometimes, let's make a different kind of tip sheet. What do you do to keep from getting your devices stolen other than disguise your iPhone as a BlackBerry? Let's crowdsource a tip sheet, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Holiday season is phone stealing season, so let's crowdsource this tip sheet on how to keep your devices safe while you actually keep them on you on the streets of New York. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, as we crowdsource a real-world tip sheet for how to keep your smartphone from getting stolen. And some of this can include your stories, because we know there are many victims in the audience. So maybe you learned something that other people can learn from with respect to how your phone got stolen. What were you doing that you don't do anymore because you know that contributed to it? I have a how my bicycle got stolen story I could tell you, but that's not for this segment. How about your phones or, you know, maybe your mini iPad or something else that's electronic that got snatched? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. As we crowdsource this tip sheet, Tommy in Manhattan, you're up first. Hey, Tommy.
Hi, Brian. I take the B train a lot, and I always sit far from the doors. I've seen people get their phones snatched by somebody jumping out the door, so stay away from the doors is my tip.
So if somebody snatches your phone in the middle of the car and they're racing toward the door, you're going to tackle them, right?
Yeah, you know, I think they're less likely to just approach somebody. That's a harder mark. They're looking for somebody to just snatch and jump out the subway.
Tommy, thank you very much. Lauren in Crown Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good. You got a tip?
I do. So I work in a restaurant, and it mostly applies in the summertime, but the wintertime as well. We always tell customers not to leave their phones on the tables when they're eating, even if they're right there, because we've seen kids run down the street with their phones and run off into traffic. You know, they kind of wait for the light to change, and then, like, you know, by the time the person realizes, it's much too late. But even in a crowded restaurant, it's like, if I'm using my phone, I'm on it, and it's back in my bag. I don't leave it on the table.
Lauren Goodwin, thank you very much. Tip from the kitchen. Melissa in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. You were a victim?
I was. I actually was a victim similar to what the last previous caller just discussed. I had a cell phone on a table in an outdoor cafe in the middle of the summer. It was in Fort Greene, I think. And so now I never keep my phone on the table. And I also tend to sit more inside versus outside when I'm sitting outside on a table, just in case it makes it harder for the person to reach over and grab anything.
Thank you very much. Howard in the Bronx has a story from a week ago, right, Howard?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, when you mentioned before, don't let your phone lend your phone to a stranger, who would even think about that? But I was in my local supermarket, and it's a local supermarket. We chat all the time with other shoppers, friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman comes up to me, and she says, "Hi, darling, I forgot my phone at home, and I need to call my husband. Can I borrow your phone?" And I just, something didn't seem right, and I just said no and kept going. And I actually felt a little guilty about it afterwards. But now that you mention it, it seems like very good advice.
And I guess that's how it happens, because now that you mention it, it doesn't seem like such a duh kind of concept as maybe I first related it. Because, yeah, don't lend your phone to a stranger. Well, that sounds obvious when you just say it, but that's the way it comes about. Not that you know that the person who approached you was a thief, but they'll come up to you and kind of seem okay, you know, like, "Oh, darling, can I borrow your phone?" like you say.
Yeah, she was very friendly. Also, if I could mention,
and she was probably completely, you know, honest, but you never know.
You never know. And quickly, I also wanted to mention that you mentioned the Schneiderman, and, you know, they have a program where they've been trying to convince the phone companies, the makers, to configure the phone so you could brick your own phone if it was stolen.
Yes.
And they're resisting that, because if your phone is stolen, you have to spend $600 to buy a new one. And if you could brick the phone after it was stolen, it would be useless to the thief, and that would cut down on the theft altogether.
And so do you know enough to know which companies have that and which companies don't have that?
There was an article in the Times recently. I'm not an iPhone user. I have an Android. I have a Samsung Galaxy S3. And I think they've been working with Samsung, and I think Samsung is actually on board. But I think it's the providers like Verizon and AT&T who are resisting.
Interesting. Howard, thank you very much. Yeah, that idea of making something you can do, even from remotely, that makes your phone permanently useless. Apple also has the Find My iPhone tracker. Anybody using that? Anybody helped with that after a situation like this? 212-433-WNYC. Oh, maybe it's Jesse in Lower Manhattan who can fill us in on that one. Hi, Jesse.
Hi. Good morning, Brian. I didn't use that, but I think people should be reminded that there is that feature on the iPhone, locator tracker, and either they're unaware or they don't bother to set that. The other thing is that the police register iPhones. Sometimes I've seen a police table outside the Apple store when the new iPhones come online, and you fill out a form, and if the thief is captured, if your phone is found in the possession of a thief, it can be returned to you if the police have your serial number on it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. On our website, Carolyn writes, "I would call in, but my phone was stolen from my purse last week. I used the iCloud's lost mode to lock it remotely, but I didn't have the new software or any other app that would help me find and recovering it. According to iCloud, my phone is offline." Kathleen in Midtown. Hi, Kathleen. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. My phone was stolen in France about a month and a half ago, and as a result of it being stolen, I am extremely careful of young and attractive people who offer to help me with my bags as I'm getting on a bus, because one of them helped me with the bag, and the two others who were behind me may have removed my cell phone because when I got off the bus, it was no longer there.
And you've probably spent years laughing at the gullible tourists in New York, and then there you were in France.
Absolutely. And something else that I've found out, which has distressed me very much, is that when you try and replace a stolen iPhone, if your contract is not yet up, you are going to pay the full retail price of anywhere between $550 and $650 in order to get the phone,
yikes,
to get another phone replaced.
Yikes, yikes, yikes.
Yeah.
Well, get a BlackBerry. Nobody wants it. What can I say? We'll go through a couple of more real quick here because I can't believe some of the things that are coming in, like Deborah in Queens, who may have the worst story of them all. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. I a few weeks ago when I was 9 months pregnant, I had to have surgery a week before I was due. And right after surgery, I was sleeping, and somebody stole my phone from the bedside table.
From your hospital bed when you just had a baby?
No, I didn't have the baby yet. I had to have surgery before I had a baby. So I was 9 months pregnant and then just got out of surgery.
Wow. Well, you know, the hospital should be responsible for that.
Yeah, they're actually not, because you have to sign a waiver that says that they're not responsible for locked or stolen things when you come in. But they actually did, they realized that was a horrible thing to happen, so they did replace my phone for me. Of course, I'm still waiting for a reimbursement check. But
they promised to do something they didn't have to do. That's unusual. That's a terrible story other than that part. Rob in Marstown has another terrible story. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Something happened to your friend, huh?
Well, yeah, one of my groomsmen, one of my best friends, very nice guy, was sitting on the bus. The bus stopped. A group of teenagers ran by, grabbed his phone, jumped off the bus with it right out of his hand. He jumped off to chase them down, which I do not advise that anyone ever do, because one of them took his skateboard and smashed my friend in the face. And, you know, it could have been a fatality the way he went down on the sidewalk and such. I mean, he's okay now, but just, you know what? It's worth a lot of money, $550, $600 to replace, but, you know, your life is worth more.
What was he thinking? Doesn't everybody know you don't chase down the thief?
Give me my phone. I guess that's all he was thinking.
I guess so. I guess you snap at that moment. We'll give Fran and Syosset the last word. One more tip for securing your phones. Hi, Fran.
Hi. I have a very quick tip, because I'm a grandmother of several children and grandchildren, rather, and they go into the city, and the gals leave their bags open, wide open, and they're walking along with these bags, and I can see their phones in there, and I tell them, why are you doing that? Oh, Nana, don't worry about it. Well, they did get their phone stolen, and so Nana shows them, you do two things. One, you carry a bag that is not attractive. You keep your phone way at the bottom of the bag. And when I need it, I reach way down there in the bottom of the bag and hold it. And the other thing is, often I will have a pair of slacks. I tuck it into the pocket, and I keep my hand in that pocket.
Mm.
And I have not lost my phone.
That's a lot of work, and it's also...
It is a lot of work, I know, but these are the times.
Yes, thanks, Fran. Put your phone in an inconvenient place, when our impulse is to put our phone in a convenient place. So there you go, folks. Maybe it helps. Don't get your stuff stolen this holiday season. Thanks to all of you for crowdsourcing the Brian Lehrer Show tip sheet for how to keep your smartphone from getting stolen this holiday season. You keep adding on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, carefully take out your phone, call everybody you know, and tell them to click on the WNYC app right now, because Billy Collins is coming up right after this break. Stay with us.